Company and affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
It's Macy's July 4th sale with our lowest prices of the season on summer updates for your home, like 20 to 50% off outdoor furniture and the Radley 5-piece sectional chaise sofa, $1,999. And get a free adjustable base or box spring with qualifying mattress purchase. Plus, Macy's Star Rewards members earn on every purchase except gift cards, services, and fees. Sign up today at Macy's.com/StarRewards. Savings off sale and clearance prices. Exclusions apply.
Dad, guess what?
What?
You are going to be a grandfather.
That's great. You're going to be a wonderful mom. And I can't wait to be a grandpa.
Not too long ago, moments like this with my daughter would have been a challenge. It was a long road for me to find myself again after Vietnam. I struggled to connect with almost everyone and preferred being alone. It was my neighbor Jim, another Vietnam veteran, who finally convinced me that I could still connect with my family and find that fulfilling life I'd lost. In fact, I called Jim first with the news about my granddaughter, Lizzie.
Hey, Jim, I'm going to be a grandfather.
Congratulations, Dave.
Hey, let's get together and celebrate.
Well, as long as you're not grilling.
My pride was my armor, but I didn't know it then. I couldn't put it into words. I was sad, was scared, I felt alone. I didn't know how to reach out, so I hid behind anger and silence. But then I decided to listen to Jim, and I went for help down at the VA. If I can take that first step after almost 50 years, I know other veterans can too. Visit MakeTheConnection.net to find out more.
You're listening to ESPN 100.3 FM. KLRZ, La Rose, New Orleans, and the River Region.
It's the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengill.
Hello, sports fans.
Well, hello there.
Local sports, national sports. The GCAT has got you covered.
Oh, you made a wise choice, my friend.
Time to tee it up and let it fly. It's the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengill.
Check it out, Joe.
Hour number two. Well, the Sports Hangover, Coach G is going to join us at the bottom of the hour. We'll talk about the Euro Cup very latest. We'll get to your phone calls and more as well.
Uh-oh. Guess what day it is? Guess what day it is?
It's hump day.
Hump day! I know you can hear me. Let's get
stupid. Today's more than what, that Camel Wednesday, hump day, is that what it is?
Apologizing now to all of you fishermen. Possibly trying to enjoy the 4th of July weekend. Dean Kleber may have caught all of the redfish.
Caught them all.
Apparently, on his doctor's appointment.
Yeah.
He told you he was going to the doctor. Wait, hold on. Words of wisdom.
And to all the ladies, peace and happiness.
That's bomb.
Yep. Peace and happiness forever.
Well, I'm guessing.
And apparently, another word of wisdom here as well. Stay in your lane. That's what Papa Kleber has. That's the lesson today that he has let us.
Well, he
believe.
Better be listening because if he lied to me, guess what? Huh. I'm asking Cajun Ninja what kind of redfish. What's the best thing to cook up?
Let me get this straight. You're gonna give him grief for fishing because that's what he feels like doing, and his punishment is he's now got to fix you. A dish.
Yes.
With redfish.
Yes.
That's incredible.
Well, no, the last time I caught a fish was with you.
Yeah. A year ago?
A year ago.
Yeah. I'd like to thank Captain Dean Kleber. He took my dad and I the Saturday before Father's Day a year ago, and that was the first time both of us have ever caught a fish at the same time.
We killed them.
Dad caught one first before me.
I know. Y'all were both killing them.
It was awesome.
I think we caught our limit.
Dude, let me tell you something. Ooh. What about some redfish on the pellet grill? Can you bring me a red tomorrow? Can you bring me a red? Come on, bring me a red.
I'm going to have to bring an ice chest, and that's going to stink.
No, just fillet it. Just give me, it's good. Fillet it for me, you know.
And I'll freeze it and put it in a little.
Yeah, that's it. Put it on ice. Yeah, that's it.
Okay. Papa Kleber, make sure you fillet him a fish right now.
Yeah. My mouth is watering.
Bag it up, too.
What kind of pellets I want for that, though?
Rabbit pellets?
A little cherry rum, maybe?
A little rabbit pellet?
No, not rabbit pellets, man.
What kind of pellet you talking about?
Pellet grill. You can change the different types of... You know what? I'm not going to explain it to you.
Can you put a little wood chips
in
it?
I'm not explaining it to you. It is wood. It's compressed wood. It's not wood chips. It's a pellet. Go look it up. Anyway, Omar, thank you for giving us a call here on the Sports Hangover. After Omar, we'll go through today's lead and top stories. What do you have today, sir?
Hey, how you doing? I just wanted to call and say I think that a lot of people looking at this NBA coaching search differently or the wrong way. Like,
okay.
To me, the NFL and NBA coaches are totally different. Like, coaching matters in both, but coaching to me matters in the NFL way more. Mm-hmm. The NBA is a player's league, in my opinion. I think you, I don't believe in asking your player who they want, but I fully believe in, like, there's somebody who you definitely have to get along before everything. I don't believe no coach in the NBA don't know the X's and O's. So that, that's not as important to me as relationships. Agreed. Like, I don't know. Like, the whole retrend SVG stance thing, that we went down this path, it doesn't work. You went down the Elvin Gentry path, it doesn't work. Find somebody who relates to these players, who can get them on the same page, same path, and take it from there. That's all I have to say.
Omar, let me ask you this. Do you think there's any way that the new head coach of your New Orleans Pelicans hasn't at least FaceTime, Zoomed, Microsoft team meeting, if not personally met or will meet with, say, Zion and Brandon Ingram, if those two are your cornerstones? You have to, right? I know David Griffin said I'm not going to specifically ask them what to do, but I got to imagine, just like in any interview, there's a 2-3 interview process, isn't there? Like, the first one's initially, then if HR likes you, then you meet with the person you may work for, and then you're going to probably meet with the person that runs the whole thing, right, to get the final approval. At some point in this process, there's no way Zion's not at least saying hello, right?
Right, right. But what I'm saying is, I guess, like, yeah, that's important, but, like, I guess what I'm trying to say is that, yeah, they're going to talk to them.
Yeah.
But
hello? Nope, we lost him. But I think it's important to an extent, right? Don't you think that they would talk at some point?
Yeah, I mean, you got to talk to.
Or would you want them to? I guess that's what I'm asking.
The players?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I think you have to talk to them in order for them to get a feel what their next head coach is going to be like.
I think it's, I think specifically because part of the problem was communicating with the past coach. I think it would not be a bad thing to be like, hey, look, not telling you who it is, and yes, the final decision will be mine, Mrs. Benson, and whatever, and, you know, the rest of our brain trust. But whether it's three or four candidates, I can't imagine part of that isn't, hey, look, man, part of this process, we'd like you to get to know Zion and B.I. Do you have any questions for them?
I don't think it's a bad idea. I don't think so at all.
I mean, I don't think that's not, you know, again, if those two, or if it's just Zion, is going to be your guy.
Your face.
I think finding out, hey, how are you going to use me? That might matter, right? I mean, especially him, because I thought immediately when it came to D'Antoni, do you see that guy running up and down the court as much as they do?
No.
I mean,
not Zion?
Because if that's the case, then he better show up in September.
Not in the shape he is right now.
20 pounds or less.
Because he will die.
I mean, I'm just thinking, like, you know, is that the guy? B.I. Okay, well, how do you plan on using it? I think it makes perfect sense, whoever it is, whether it was Jacques, which obviously took his name out, if it's Willie Green, if it's Charles Lee, if it's Jordan Kleber, I think having them have a conversation, it doesn't even need to be like a formal interview. They can be like, hey, Jordan, thanks for joining us here real quick. Got B.I. and Zion and Lonzo, Bledsoe, whoever you want on the team call.
Give us 10 minutes.
You got anything for them? And guys, you have anything for him? You know? I mean, Eric's question could be, am I here? I mean, I don't know.
Eric, sorry now.
I don't know. I don't think it's a bad thing because specifically communication was the issue. It wasn't philosophy. Jack, thanks for calling the Sports Hangover. How are you?
Good afternoon, guys.
What's up?
I was wondering, listening to the early part of the show, do you think that Jordan's dad might be starting a new trend, because instead of catfishing Jordan, he redfished him.
he did redfish you.
He totally did. I am so proud of Dean Kleber today. I really honestly am. Yeah, I mean, as a husband, as a father, I would just like 5 minutes to myself.
You know what?
The ability to be able to just, you know what, I'm going to backyard real quick and
If I
start the boat,
if I cross the causeway later today after 3 o'clock yeah. and I see him fishing yeah. the causeway and he's yeah. pulling in a massive red or a flounder, yep. I'm going to get
what
him.
What are you going to do? What are you going to just go pull over on the causeway?
I might.
Huh? You're going to lower the window?
I might pull over
extend the
and
one
say, hey.
Salute? Huh? Is that what you're going to do?
Either that or I might get the yeah. cops on him.
Wow. Really?
Not taking
your
me,
own
not,
father,
take,
man.
Not taking me fishing.
That's your own. You have work today.
I know I had work today.
Yeah, exactly.
Didn't even tell me.
You know what? Maybe well, next time, the way you're acting, I'm sorry, Jack, I'm scolding him. But you know what? Here's the thing.
No, no.
Maybe the next time, how about this, Jack? Maybe the next time he gets this upset, you host the show, and I will go fish with your dad.
Why does that make any sense?
And it will both listen from 12 to 3. We'll even call in. Oh, I got another one.
How does that
one.
Make any sense?
How about that? Because I can. And because he can. That's why. That's the lesson you need to learn today. Right, Jack? Because they can.
Well, yeah, Gus, nothing personal, but if I'm going to have to listen to Jordan whine about you two fishing for 3 hours, I think I'll be listening to something else.
I wouldn't blame you.
Jack, I'll give you the address. You can come in and co-host with him. I know you've done it in the past, man. What do you think of the coaching search, dude?
Well, look, I don't know enough to pick out a basketball coach. But I'll say this, if D'Antonio is the coach, you won't get any Pelican calls from me ever again. Because look, the one thing I want out of this team is for them to play defense and to play hard. No more of these nights off. You know, they'll go from beating Milwaukee one night to losing by 40 to Minnesota the next night. That's gotta end. I mean, it's not fair, you know, Greeny was kind of talking about this earlier. If you pay for a ticket, you expect the players, you expect the main players, unless they're really hurt, to play, and you expect the team to play hard. That's bare minimum. That's your job. You know, if it's too much for you to play the whole schedule, then all of these guys need to make less and cut the schedule down.
Right.
I know that's never going to happen, but I don't think it's fair to the people who buy tickets.
I will say this, and again, that's why we put it out there as a question of the day. I we could have done it as a poll. I would probably feel safe to say stick your finger in your mouth and hold it up in the air, try to get a little temperature reading here.
I don't think it's Mike D'Antoni.
That's what I'm saying. I think if I think my finger's in the air, just trying to get the feel and the pulse of the community, I don't think it would be one that would just immediately make me go to NBA.com and start go get some Pels gear. Now, I could be wrong. It could be exactly what Zion's family wants. It could be exactly what this team sort of needs. I just, again, bring up two examples, one in each conference. Nate McMillan is where he's at because of his team's defense, and yes, you have a great scorer. And the Phoenix Suns, yes, you have a Hall of Fame point guard. Yes, you have a great scorer and a top pick overall as your center, but they specifically talk about their defense. So you got to play some semblance of defense. Now you can look at it, Jack, and say, well, they played better defense under Alvin Gentry than they did under Stan Van Gundy, and they scored more. So I just, my thing is this. Does the current roster you have remotely resemble a roster that Mike D'Antoni could coach?
No.
Because he's known as a
shooter. They can't shoot.
No, you have no shooters. So if you're hiring him, then you better already have on a, you know, sheet of paper, an Excel doc or something, 4 to 5 players that you are absolutely convinced can come in and drop threes raining down from the ceiling like confetti. Because if you don't have that, then you are literally hiring the wrong coach for your roster. I mean,
hire Mike D, you're basically setting yourself up for a sentence of the fourth coach already.
Oh, wow.
And we've seen this before. We've seen this when Dell Demps was. Oh, excuse me, not for money, for the coach that followed. You just said it.
Alvin Gentry.
They're trying so they can play like the Warriors. And the first thing he does is go out and get the big stiff center from Houston. What's his
DeMarc?
Amir Asik. Yeah, that was not only get him, Give him another contract.
Basically the max.
Oh, you know what? I'm trying to go all week without a beverage. I really honestly am, Jack. You're not helping right now.
And I tell you, the only people tied up, the only people disappointed with seeing him go was the people at the Cheesecake Factory, because I ran into him a couple of times there. He usually gets stuff to go.
I miss Omar Oshik.
That says a lot, doesn't it? Thank you, Jack. Appreciate the phone call, sir.
All right, thank you.
Bye. 1 minute before the break, so I'll run quickly through Willie Green's coaching career. Again, Fletcher Mackel tweeting yesterday that he's hearing the name Willie Green a lot as a possible candidate, if not among the top choices or top candidates right now to be your Pelicans head coach. Yes, the same Willie Green that played for your New Orleans Hornets in the 2010-2011 season. August 9th, 2016, Green was hired by the Warriors to be an assistant coach, won a championship that year in the 2017 NBA Finals. He won a second straight championship when they defeated the Cavs in the 2018 Finals. On June 26, 2019, Green was hired as an assistant coach for the Phoenix Suns. So he's worked under Steve Kerr, and he's worked under Monty Williams. He's experienced championship seasons, and he's experienced to an extent. In 2019, two seasons of turning the Phoenix Suns around. And you've brought up the Suns as a team that, hey, why not? Why can't you kind of start turning things around a bit? Maybe bring some of the Monty Williams principles. I know, Pels fans, you're just,
We had them.
You had actually Monty Williams.
We had
I understand.
The guy.
I know.
Now we went as principals.
Yeah, that, I hear you. You know what? On that note, let's take a break. When we come back. Ryan Ramczyk signed a 5-year, $90 million extension. He spoke earlier today with media about his deal. That is next when we come back on ESPN New Orleans.
Clay Young here with John Conroy, the founder and owner of PestOp, your do-it-yourself pest control solution. Got a question for you, John.
Mm-hmm.
How do you control fleas?
Oh, that's a great question. I'm going to give you a secret.
Okay.
If I gave you something to treat the inside that killed the adults, the pre-adult stage, in 24 hours you'd think I was a hero.
That's right.
And in 5 to 7 days you'd think I was a goat.
Okay.
Because you got to retreat. People forget about the pupa stage. They are protected in that stage. They'll survive a nuclear holocaust.
Wow.
So I'm just telling you, it's going to take several treatments to get rid of them, whether you're treating inside or outside.
I have watched you educate so many people on using your product. Tell us now where we can get it.
In Metairie, we're located at 3512 Severn Avenue next to the Pepper Mill. On the North Shore, we're at 1417 North Highway 190. That's in the same shopping center as Sherwin-Williams and Villery Florist. And on the West Bank, we're on the Palco just past the Harvey Bridge.
Because at Pest Stop,
we can help you with that.
As a leader in the oil and gas industry, Joe Septic Contractors caters to oil field clients, offering vacuum truck service for offshore tanks, vessels, or treatment plants containing sewage or gray water. Their rental department offers state-of-the-art offshore portable toilets with cages and certified safety slings for easy maneuvering, also holding tank rentals and portable hand-washing stations. So call Joe Septic Contractors 24/7 at 985-632-5592 in Cutoff, Thibodeau, Fouchon, and Abbeville, or visit their website at joeseptic@viscom.net.
Archie Manning here for Thibodeau Regional. In the Manning household, we're pretty serious about sports. And just like the team at the Sports Medicine Center of Thibodeau Regional, we're also very serious about sports safety. As the region's leader and first comprehensive sports medicine program, they've been in the game longer with certified athletic trainers, fellowship-trained sports medicine physicians, and neuro-sports-trained experts. So play hard, play to win. But play it safe with the Sports Medicine Center of Thibodeau Regional.
Some people just have a knack for being there when you need them the most. Like your third grade classmate who sticks up for you against that bully. The neighbor who gives you a jump start. And the friend who chases away that flock of geese at your outdoor wedding. Your State Farm agent has your back too, through good times and the not so good. And who's got your agent's back? State Farm, the company people have trusted for more than 90 years. We're here to help life go right.
Call State Farm agent Ashley Barrios and cut off today at 985-632-0988.
It's 106 miles to Chicago. We got a full tank of gas, half a pack of cigarettes. It's dark, and we're wearing sunglasses. Hit it.
Now back to the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengau.
All right, let's get to it. Ryan Ramczyk signing a contract extension earlier today. Literally, the Saints tweeted a photo of him signing. They had a nice big smile on his face.
I'm upset.
Why?
I want to be making $60 million guaranteed.
You're not Ryan Ramczyk. Something tells me not only would you give up a sack, multiple
sacks.
And I'm
also not Dennis
Schroeder. He didn't give up a sack an entire year.
And I'm not Dennis Schroeder.
It's coming up in it's Schroeder. It's coming up in top stories.
Back to Ryan Ramczyk.
The contract negotiations.
Yeah, you know, I really tried to, you know, kind of let him handle it. And that's what we pay these guys to do. So, you know, they've been through it so many times. This is my first time, obviously, going through an extension. So they know what they're doing. And I really tried to, you know, just lean on him to take care of everything, really.
Yeah. Did he like the attention that comes with obviously being the highest paid right tackle in NFL history?
It's different. You know, like you said, I'm not the guy who loves the attention and all that, but I do appreciate it. I definitely appreciate it. But yeah, like I'm not a guy who's going to be like, hey, can I have an interview? Yeah, I appreciate everyone reaching out and saying their congrats and all that. But yeah, I'm definitely not a media guy.
Did you see Will Lutz was one of those people that reached out, Jordan? Wanted to know what he was getting bought? That would be you. If I got if Bristol calls me, hey, we're going to put you on 1 a.m. to 4 a.m. Congratulations. And
you're making a couple mil? Yes, of course.
Well, first off, I'm not making a couple of mil doing the overnight. That's where I would start if I'm lucky. It's probably going to be filling weekend overnight, but yes. So that would be you, though, right? An immediate text.
I'd be like, hey,
what am I getting?
I'd be like, hey, can I come help?
Well, you know they have producers in Bristol.
I'm saying, can I come sit by the producer and just learn?
They have producers. I don't know if you're part of the deal or not. Or is this you asking that you should be part of the deal? Would you move to Bristol? You wouldn't be able to fish at your dad.
We could find a few fishing spots.
Wow.
There's a thing called a plane, Gus. I could always fly on the weekends.
Okay. Oh, really? You got that kind of money, huh? As an intern in Bristol.
If we're working with the ESPN.
Let me tell you something. As somebody that's covered the Tulane UConn game up there back in the day, it is an all day trip to get to Hartford and then making your way to Storrs, Connecticut. Which, by the way, massive news out of Storrs. Give me that yet. We're not even going to wait for top stories because Mike's on the line and I want to get to him. But what is the news out of UConn?
Yeah, UConn's Board of Trustees has approved a plan to allow athletes to sign endorsement contracts and hire agents starting July 12th.
That's in like 13 days.
Yeah. That's insane.
So basically, UConn women's hoops, they're now going to be able to make money. And I'm going to say that sets the trend too, because I promise you that is the one school. Now, maybe a couple others, but that school, the ladies will actually make more than some of the football players. It's not a doubt.
Oh, absolutely. That's not even a question.
Yeah. So Gino already got the top recruits. Guess what now? It might be one of the only schools in women's hoops where they're going to make bank.
They might never lose another game.
They might never lose another game again, because I promise you, Stanford, some of these, they're going to get their top recruits. Or I can go to UConn and literally make probably six figures endorsing Dunkin' Donuts or something. Mike, thank you for calling the Sports Hangover. How are you?
I'm doing pretty good, Gus. But getting back, I want to talk about Willie Green. Let's say what's about Willie Green, but I think the UConn lady players is already getting paid, so they may have to take a pay cut if they go through that.
Uh-huh.
But on a serious note, I think Willie Green would be a really good pickup if we can go ahead. You know, that's why it's probably so quiet. But per my sources, I'm thinking we're going to go ahead and get Nate McMillan in some kind of way. 28-3 is going to show up, and Atlanta going to go ahead and mess it up. So I think we're going to wind up be between Nate McMillan and Willie Green.
Series is tied 2-2. Giannis hyperextended knee. Trey didn't play yesterday, if Giannis doesn't play the next one, if Atlanta goes to the NBA Finals, I don't know what you're waiting. I mean, I'm still shocked that Atlanta has not just sat down Nate and been like, you're now our head coach. You know, like, now, this could be Nate saying, we need to get somebody from Atlanta and find out why he hasn't signed a deal. Like, is it the team not offering
it? We got to get Mike Conley back.
Or is he sitting there going, you know what, talk to me afterwards. And that I mean, the number just keeps going up the more games he wins. He gets that team into the – but then again, do you want to leave there, right? I mean, but, I want that security.
I'm not leaving. I'm saying, you paying me the max if I make it the NBA Finals.
I like
you're
Nate
paying
McMillan.
Me the max on the max.
But, hey, Nate McMillan, again, another one of those coaches. This is how you do it. This is what I want you to do. This is what you need to do. And you have players on this roster that apparently it's how it's communicated. So I know he's a former player and all that too, but I just wonder if a guy that's kind of younger to their age group in Willie Green, again, he's only 5 years removed from playing in the league, you know? They went out and got Corey, you know, Brewer to try to help be part of player development and something of that nature. So, Mike, we'll see where it goes, you know?
Yeah, but I want to talk 1 minute about SVG. You know, every press conference, he down the players. You know, even if they had a good game, yes, he's going to need improvement on defense, but he whined and complained on every interview.
Mm-hmm.
And it was the way that you go about talking to people. And I told a friend of mine, within the first week when we was 4-2, I said he probably won't even last the entire season. Either he's going to be put in a hospital or he's going to want him to get fired because the players are not going to stand up for that. And that's exactly what happened.
Yeah, looking forward to seeing what happens here. I really mean that because I think for everybody to get excited again, you got to have this shared vision. Like, David Griffin says, and, you know, just, I don't know. I mean, I'm either going to get bummed out by it or not. But, you know, to your point, Mike, of him constantly saying at the end of the game certain things, I don't know if it was that far off from what people that watch the games, either covering or as fans, were feeling, you know? Like, him saying, I don't know why we're not doing this, and we need to get back on defense, and why are we not moving the basketball? I guarantee you that's what we would do as well, and it was kind of refreshing to hear a coach sort of say that. But to your point, you wonder if it wore in the locker room. And the facts are this. 10, 15 years ago, that's exactly how you would dress the locker room.
Yeah.
Today, maybe that's not how you address it.
But address it behind the scenes.
Right.
You know, get frustrated, curse him out behind the scenes. He's doing it to the media. You know, and that's where he came from, so he's catering to the media.
Yep.
And you just can't do that.
I hear you. Thank you, Mike, for the phone call, sir.
Thanks a lot, Gus.
Appreciate it. Here's Ryan Ramczyk on being the highest paid right tackle in football history.
You know, obviously it's awesome, but, you know, at the end of the day, I'm going to go out and do what I always do and, you know, train the way I do and prepare the way I do. So, you know, it's cool to see that on social media and stuff, but, you know, I'm still me. I'm still going to be the same guy, same work ethic. So, yeah.
Would you be the same guy if you saw congratulations to the Sports Hangover, ESPN National's newest overnight weekend fill-in show, and you're
that's
coming with
what
me?
You, that was what, that was word overload. Like?
Well, I mean, that's what I mean.
That was a run-on and a run-on and a half.
Are you giving me grief for how I just said that when I'm just saying that you would be excited to come? You know what? You're not coming.
Oh, come on.
You're not coming.
Too, it's
I'm sure
too late.
It's a Jordan Kleber in Bristol.
Tied.
No.
There's no loophole.
No, last I checked, it's the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengill.
I put in little tiny font to where you can't even see it. And Jordan Kleber.
Ryan Ramczyk on the team committing so much to the O-line.
Yeah, I mean, I think it means a lot. You know, obviously, the offensive line is a very important position. And like you said, they dedicated a lot of resources to the offensive line. So it means a lot. And, you know, we as a group take it very seriously. And, you know, we go out and put everything we got into this game. And I think we have a solid, really solid group of guys here. And definitely looking forward to this season.
Mm. His reflections on the past year?
It's just been spectacular, honestly. Yeah, my son Jackson was born in January, so he's been a blessing and loving every minute with him. And then, you know, obviously to get this extension done is, pretty fantastic offseason so far.
Overall on his journey?
It's definitely been a unique journey. I think about it quite often. Actually, you know, there's not a lot of guys who go through what I did. You know, I was played a little bit right out of high school, then took a year off, then, got back into it at a Division III school and went up to D1. Now I'm here. So unique journey, but, you know, I think it was necessary for me. I think everything played out obviously really well, and, I wouldn't change a thing looking back at it.
All right, there you go. Ryan Ramczyk this morning, fresh off of a contract extension. So, you know what? Something's wrong with you. We need Dr. Holly McKenna back on.
What am I doing?
This is what I've learned from you in an hour and a half as we hit our break. You ready? This is what I've learned.
What?
You're bitter because you're jealous your dad can fish and you're not.
Yes.
And now you're upset and wishful that you were making Ryan Ramczyk 5-year, $90 million money.
I think a lot of people.
There's a common denominator,
I think
your dad and Ryan Ramczyk have something in common. They earned it. Your dad owns his own company. Ryan Ramczyk played well enough to earn a contract extension. They're both giving you the blueprint to making a lot of money, Jordan.
Huh.
Put in the time, put in the work, and you one day, sir. Forget me. You'll have your own show, nationally syndicated, making millions.
Nah.
No. Let's talk soccer with Coach G next on ESPN New Orleans.
So the dream was to build your very own law practice. Be your own boss. Call all the shots. But have things like billing, HR, timekeeping, and all the other management stuff turned your dream into a nightmare? Take charge of your practice with Lexicon. We're the intersection of practice management software and legal support services for your firm. You'll get more billable and livable hours back. Lexicon marks the spot for all your practice management needs. Visit lexiconservices.com/intersection to get the whole story or schedule a demo.
It's time for some straight talk. You've got real work to do, but everyone's sucking up the free Wi-Fi faster than a mocha choco double frap on ice. So be your own hotspot. Now with Straight Talk Wireless, get 10 gigs of hotspot data with the Ultimate Unlimited plan. Just $55 a month on America's largest and most dependable networks. You don't have to find a hotspot. You are the hotspot. Straight Talk Wireless. No contract, no compromise.
Compatible device required. See straighttalk.com.
Life hacks. What would life be without them? Like using candle wax to loosen a stuck zipper. Here's another life hack. Now you can get the same high-quality insurance from Allstate, but at a new low rate. With Allstate, you can lower your rates, not your expectations. Visit Allstate.com or call an agent for a quote today.
In most states, prices vary based on how you buy. Not available in every state. Subject to terms, conditions, and availability. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
Offshore workers are among the most important members of the Gulf Coast workforce. When a person working offshore or on a vessel is injured, the effects on their family can be devastating. At the King Firm, we are proud to have experience with these types of cases and make it a priority to see that our clients receive just compensation and are treated fairly. If you've been injured, don't play the game of claims with the insurance companies. Ring the King at 504-909-KING or 888-241-8766.
Adventure, intrigue, mystery, romance.
It's a storm of entertainment that brings down the house.
Now, back to the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengill on ESPN 100.3 FM and ESPN 1003.com.
Time now to talk a little Euro 2020. Patrick Jean-Conterry, Coach G for short. Sir, how are you this afternoon?
I'm doing great, sir. How are you doing today, man?
I'm doing fine. How is the heart doing after this week?
Well, if you can feel my chest right now, it is pounding through and through. But since the last time I talked with you, very exciting week. We got a lot of stuff to talk about. But it's one of those tournaments. It's kind of like the unsung kind of heroes for like the smaller teams, like the Czech Republic, like Austria, the Wales, Denmark. Normally in the World Cup scene, these teams would not really qualify. So not really, they're not really being seen throughout the entire world. But right now, the entire world is focused on them, and they are doing what they're supposed to be doing in these kind of tournaments. They are the 12th seed, kind of interrupting the 5th seed, if you want to think about basketball. So it's really cool to see this kind of tournament. It's a Euro, much different field than the World Cup.
Yeah, it is interesting. That's what I was going to kind of bring up. We're used to sort of seeing, you know, these nations kind of compete in the World Cup and stuff. There's some time there, and obviously we'll get to the U.S. here in a quick second. Gold Cup is going to be starting here in July for the U.S. in a couple of weeks, and we'll get into that as well. But this round of 16 has been sort of fun. I mean, we saw in the opening round some fun games, but the round of 16, let's just kind of go back to Saturday. Denmark beats Wales 4-0. Austria loses to Italy 2-1. What did you think of those two games?
For the Wales and Denmark game, it was actually closer than a 4-0 score. It was 2-0 for the very longest time, and just like any other team, they're going to reach or try to get a goal. They're going to stretch themselves out. So at the very end of the game, it was 4-0. But Wales does not have a deep bench. They don't really have a deep roster in general where Denmark does. So right there, you kind of see Denmark kind of just pulling through. Italy and Austria. Italy is my dark horse right now, and Austria kind of gave them a little pain in the butt kind of a game. Kind of expected that, though. Austria really has good talent on their team. They've been playing very, very well over the years. They're just a very core-esque kind of team, and they just need a couple stud players to kind of help them out. They're always going to be issue with a lot of these bigger kind of teams because they do play very well. Italy's squeaked by, but the next challenge is Belgium, and we'll talk about that later.
Mm-hmm. No doubt. On Sunday, yeah, the Netherlands and the Czech Republic there, and
crazy.
Yeah, 2-0, the Czech win there, and then Belgium 1-0 over Portugal. Man, look, it's that one thing, right, with Ronaldo and Messi that they just can't win it all. It's hard, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
But does that have any bearing on Ronaldo, especially since he had so many goals early in the opening round and nothing in that game on Sunday?
Yeah, when you have players like that, if you have a very good quality core defense or even a defensive mid like Belgium, all you got to do is really man mark and just really know where he's at all times. And if he is the goal scorer for that team during this tournament, you shut him down, it's going to be very hard for Portugal to even score. Mm-hmm. You know, and looking at the stats, Portugal had more shots, more possessions, more crosses, more everything.
Wow.
Where the only thing that really beat them down was Belgium was fouling them left and right. And when you have a team that's very fast, one way to knock them off their game is to follow them and follow them and follow them. That's what Belgium did, and Belgium worked it to the perfection. Belgium saw an opportunity to go forward when they did to score a goal. And again, when you have one guy like Lukaku on Belgium, Portugal is going to focus on him. But this tournament right now actually is one of the Hazard brothers. It's the Thurgen brother who's actually doing very, very well right now. So he's kind of the unsung hero right now for Belgium. So kind of watch out for him against Italy. The Netherlands, Czech Republic, this is one of those tournaments where the Czech actually has won it prior to, I would say, circa 1976. So they have been a player in this tournament before, but Netherlands kind of dumb that their defensive player in the 55th minute, it looked like he was about to get beat. He put his hand on the ball and kind of pushed it away. It's an instant red card. And right there, the Czech Republic, you can just tell they smell the blood in the water. Netherlands coming back from about a 7-year hiatus of major tournaments, just did not look like they could even kind of reel from that red card. So, Czech Republic just kind of gave it to them. So Czech Republic got a little chip on their shoulder right now. So be careful next round with them.
No doubt. We'll get to Monday here in a quick second. Speaking with Pat G. Conteri, Coach G joining us to talk a little soccer, probably for the next couple of weeks here as we get ready for the Gold Cup as well. Copa America, I mentioned Ronaldo, Messi in the quarterfinals, Argentina, Ecuador. That's the 3rd of July. So that is coming up. The pressure on him to at least get to the finals, you think? They got Uruguay and Colombia, the team that they would have to beat if they beat Ecuador.
Yeah, but don't forget Brazil. Brazil and Argentina are still in this tournament, and they're huge, 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 you know, teams. Argentina just does not look like they can actually win every single tournament. They might win these Copas and these, you know, American kind of tournaments, but they don't have a very deep roster. So I hate to say it, Messi, this is kind of all that you're going to be winning right now. I don't think he's going to be winning the World Cup. He's aging right now. He's got contractual issues with Barcelona. Actually, yeah. I'm sorry. He doesn't even have a contract. He's a free agent right now. Mm-hmm. So his world right now is kind of turned upside down, which I don't know if things off the field is going to kind of pull him away. But this is all we're going to actually see of this kind of Hall of Famer of a stud of a player is he's only going to be good at these smaller tournaments. The World Cup, I just think it's too big for him.
I can only dream and don't laugh too hard, but you imagine if he would sign on MLS? I know he's not going to, I mean, and all that, but you could have, I mean, the money that he can get over there. But, I mean, something like that would just catapult that league here in the States if you could have Messi sign, I don't know, with Miami or something like that, you know?
And actually, I think he did buy a house out in Miami. I know him and Beckham are actually pretty close friends. He's been talking last about year and a half that he does actually want to play in America. I don't know if it's for the money or for the notoriety or just to see the American game. But yeah, America is on his radar. So, I hope he does come here. It's going to bring up, the soccer in America on another level, but we'll see.
Coach G, Ibrahimovic's 1 year and it was fantastic. I mean, the guy had incredible goals. He looked like a video game. He did the old grab when the kiss, there it is. I mean, I'm like, if he's anything like Ibrahimovic, bring him on. You know what I mean. All right. I mean, seriously, I mean, that final was fantastic. Monday, though, man, that was insane. Croatia, Spain. I thought the Spanish were done. They come back, win. France and Switzerland. That went into penalty kicks. Mm. They lost 5-4, so Switzerland and Spain move on. What a day.
Oh, my God. And I call it the Monday Madness. And I know soccer here in America isn't, you know, the biggest sport, and it's slowly growing. But if you are a casual fan, soccer on Monday will definitely kind of hook you in. It was an unbelievable game day. Now, for me, the soccer player, that 3-1 lead is kind of Achilles' heel. Like, we always kind of let ourselves down a little bit. And that next goal the other team scores, we're in panic mode. And we saw that twice with both teams. Spain was up 3-1. France was up 3-1. And all of a sudden, just chip and chip and chip. And all of a sudden now, you know, you get these teams who are kind of out of it, like Croatia and Switzerland, or they get a second goal. Then a third goal, and now the motivation has switched to the team who actually wanted more. And you completely saw that. But then Spain, with their youth, and Croatia, with their older crowd, that's where they kind of fell apart, and that's where you kind of see the difference. But between France and Switzerland, it was going back and forth. And me being a goalie, Jan Sommer on that save against Mbappe, oh my God, I was yelling up and down. However, if Jan Sommer went the other way, Mbappe will still be kind of a hero. So it's kind of it's hit or miss as a goalie as well as a shooter in that situation. But when the whole world's looking at you, you're Mbappe, you're the next, you know, Messi, next, you know, Ronaldo, your heart's pounding, you know, but he stepped up, he took the shot, and Jan Sommer just guessed right and saved it. But that was an unbelievable game, unbelievable day.
When we talk next week, I want to talk a little bit more about what that's like as a goalie to try to stop these penalty kicks, and especially when we get closer to the Americans playing, because I keep thinking, you got to find that Michael Bryant. The scoring, I get it, man, whether it's, you know, all these other different type of young kids that are coming up, but to find a guy like Bradley that can facilitate, because I'm going to, you know, in that game, you saw some of the passing, like the Spanish goals, man. They have that one guy, I can't think of his name. He had two assists that was just incredible. Cross-court. Mm-hmm. I mean, you gotta have that. That's what Bradley did when the U.S. was playing well back in the day, and you gotta have a goalkeeper. You gotta have a Howard. So we'll talk about that. Yesterday, though, England 2-0 over Germany, two goals late, and, and Ukraine defeating Sweden, man. What did you think of yesterday?
Oof. Well, let's go to the Ukraine-Sweden game first, and we'll do the best for last, I guess you want to say. Sweden-Ukraine, I thought it was going to be what it was. A blue and yellow team would win, and one of them did. So it was just kind of crazy to see the Sweden, number one in their group, kind of still give it all they have, but they look kind of tired. Their main guy, Forsberg, was the kind of only go-to guy offensively where he's, you know, hitting the post left and right. But the only downfall is that red card where the defender, he was sliding, spiked up. He did get the ball. That's fair. But as he continued, he went right through a guy's knee. If you looked at the replay, his knee went inverted. And after the VAR check, he had a yellow. Then after the check, he got a red card, a straight red card. Now, that gives you a little bit more motivation if you're Ukraine and Sweden. You're like, oh, crap, we got to kind of suck it up a little bit more. So you saw that went over into overtime, and Ukraine just had a little bit more in their gas tank than Sweden. Nice little header right into the side pocket of the net. Ukraine scores in the 121st, I think it was, minute. Mm-hmm. You can't beat that game. It was phenomenal.
Yeah.
Then England. Yeah, sorry. Then you have the England Germany game, and it's crazy because Southgate has a phenomenal who just signed for Manchester United, Jadon Sancho, who was on the bench. Now, before Sancho just signed today with Manchester United, he played in the German league. He is kicking butt in the German league. Why is he on the bench? I have no idea. It was good to see that Southgate kind of let the veterans play, kind of get the feel of the game. Then as he was subbing in, his youthful players. And now that's where you kind of see the offense kind of start picking up. And like you said, they scored two goals later in the game. That's because of subs. That's because of the youth. That's the next England team right now is this youth squad. I don't know why Southgate's holding them back, but he needs to let them go. For Germany, you kind of see, I guess you want to say, the end of a dynasty. They've been kicking butt for, I'll say, two decades right now. Yeah. I think we're at the end of it. The new blood's not really coming through. The coach's his very last game, he went out as a loser. And even Mueller said, this is actually a very huge letdown for our squad, not just for the country, but for our squad. So you can tell there's something in the water right now that's not going down smoothly in the German locker room right now. So we're going to be interested to see what Germany does moving forward.
60 seconds, Coach G, before I hit the break here. Give me your winners here. Ready? Tomorrow, Switzerland or Spain? Who you like?
Spain.
Okay. Belgium and Italy. Who you like?
Italy PKs.
Oh, that close. All right. And on Saturday, Czech Republic, Denmark.
Oof, that's a coin flip. I'm going Denmark just based off what happened with Eriksson earlier in the tournament, sir.
All right, there you go. Getting that emotion there. And Ukraine and England, the final game on Saturday.
I think England 3-0.
Ooh, we give me a score on that. You hear the excitement, though, right, from Coach T. Jordan?
I mean, yes, sir.
Look, the games have been fun to watch. So let's see if Copa America will be anything like that or the Gold Cup. But anyway, we will talk again next week, sir. Next Wednesday, same bat time. Thank you, buddy.
I appreciate it. Thank you, guys.
No, I appreciate you. Thank you so much. When you come back, oh, boy. Oh, boy.
It's stirring up.
Hey,
it's
hey. You know the phrase, where there's smoke, there's fire?
Got to keep on blowing until the embers catch.
There's a lot of smoke right now. There's a lot of smoke, isn't there?
Ton.
I mean, there's a lot of smoke. Sports Hangover continues next on ESPN New Orleans. God is the name of the bug to get me to another life. And I wonder what you're doing tonight.
Join us for our Ram Spotlight Sales event going on now at Southland Dodge, Chrysler, Jeep, Ram, Fiat, and Homa. You can get a great deal on a Ram today. Check out all of their new commercial trucks and vans. Southland Dodge has the perfect vehicle for your business with Ram's long-lasting new pickups or their efficient new Ram work vans. Choosing the right one should be easy. Get more for your business with a new Ram truck or van at Southland Dodge, Chrysler, Jeep, Ram, Fiat, 6161 West Park Avenue in Homa. Here for you yesterday, today, and tomorrow.
Time is money. Don't waste both running around looking for filters, batteries, and belt sand related items. Fleet Supply Warehouse delivers. Fleet Supply offers daily scheduled delivery, including Bayou Lafourche, New Orleans, Morgan City, New Iberia, Lafayette, Thibodeau, Baton Rouge, the North Shore, plus the River Parishes too. Automotive, lawn equipment, agricultural, marine, or industrial. Fleet Supply Warehouse, 985-868-0430. Venture Boulevard, Houma.
Heard you're buying a car. I brought my calculator.
Dad, I already used Capital One Auto Navigator. I found my car online and got pre-qualified instantly. Instead of all that.
You know those things impact your credit score.
Didn't impact my credit score, Dad. Now I'm going to the dealership for a test drive and to make the purchase.
Sounds too easy.
No, it's just easy. Capital One. What's in your wallet?
Terms and conditions apply. Find out more at CapitalOne.com/AutoNavigator.
It's time for some straight talk. You've got real work to do, but everyone's sucking up the free Wi-Fi faster than a mocha choco double frap on ice. So be your own hotspot. Now with Straight Talk Wireless, get 10 gigs of hotspot data with the ultimate unlimited plan. Just $55 a month on America's largest and most dependable networks. You don't have to find a hotspot. You are the hotspot. Straight Talk Wireless. No contract, no compromise.
Compatible device required. See StraightTalk.com.
How can you
be excited about a show where we just talk.
Talk sports.
That's how they talk in the Major League.
Now back to the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengau.
We'll address a little bit more at the top of the hour. We'll go back and play some Willie Green from the season, I guess, the training camp. Would probably be, you know, right before the season started in October. And it kind of just gives you an idea of who he is. But there's some smoke, right? Fletcher Mackel, we had him on briefly right before Ryan Ramczyk started to speak again today. He said yesterday a name he's hearing a lot is Willie Green. Mm-hmm. Who's Willie Green? Willie Green played 1 year in New Orleans under head coach Monty Williams.
He also played with Monty Williams.
Yeah, and he played with him as well. He's an assistant currently under Monty Williams. He's the associate head coach. He's the number two. Got into coaching after, in 2016 as an assistant under Steve Kerr. Back-to-back world championships with the Warriors. Then got hired in Phoenix.
And that was the coach for
the
G League for the Suns.
Thank you for bringing that up. Jake Fisher writes for Bleacher Report. Covers the NBA. What does he say in his tweet?
Yeah, new name surfacing in New Orleans head coaching search. Phoenix Suns assistant Willie Green, who's already interviewed and made strong impressions with both Washington and Orlando, per league source, another former player considered to be a strong at relationship building.
What was that last two words?
Relationship building.
We're going to talk a lot more about that after we speak with Mike from Men's Total Health. Mike, sir, on Wednesdays, I'd like to chat with you. How are you?
Hey, doing good, Gus. How you doing, bud?
Doing well. Doing fantastic. Relationship building seems to be a key when it comes to the Pelicans and who they would like to have their next head coach. How important is it to have a relationship with a medical provider, a doctor, or somebody when it comes to your health?
It's extremely important because you want to have that relationship that you're comfortable to talk to about maybe some hard topics, maybe some things that maybe hard to admit to yourself or your spouse. And when we talk about that here at Mental Health, we'll talk about hormone replacement and mm-hmm. testosterone. One in three guys have low testosterone, and there's a number of ways that this can affect you and drive down fatigue in your life, ensure sexual performance, mental capacity in some cases, physical capacity, and also, you know, endurance. And so most guys, you know, start getting to age 40, they may, who have this kind of condition, start seeing some of those changes and don't really associate it with a hormone imbalance. And so you need that right provider to be able to just be open and talk about it and come to someone who's been doing this for over a decade and is really knowledgeable on the process and how to weed through, is this exactly what you need? Is there something else going on? And that's what we do really well here at Mental Health.
You know, it's interesting. You talk about tough conversations to have and things like that nature. A lot of times, too, it could be scary, right? When you don't know a lot of it. And look, Jordan, I like to every now and then say, you know, I did take a semester or two of treatment of sports injuries, human anatomy. I may know some things that seldom miss, but Mike, I don't know a ton of specifics when it comes to hormones, the importance of that. Like, I was just as surprised as anything as learning that low T can affect, certain things like the bedroom, but Mike, brain fog, going to the bathroom a certain way, other aspects of my health. I didn't realize that. I just, as always, you know, kind of thought low T means, you know, a certain thing, but I didn't realize it affects a lot of different areas.
Yeah, it absolutely does. And it affects people in different ways. And a lot of it, we look at, you know, specific clients, their lifestyle, how they manage their daily life, and it can affect them differently. For general purposes, you know, fatigue, low libido, all those are common symptoms. But if a guy's working out a lot, he's got this routine he does all the time, and next thing you know, he's unable to lift the weights he used to and do the routines he used to. He's just like scratching his head. I don't know what I'm doing wrong. There's something just not right. And the reality is it's a hormone imbalance. They hit a wall, and they don't know what's going on. And they can be very fit. They can be obese. It doesn't matter. That's what people don't understand, is that
it doesn't matter. This condition does not discriminate. It will afflict anyone, any shape, any size, any ethnic background. It doesn't matter. But the good news is we can correct it, and within a couple weeks, a couple months, we can get them back on track and give them a new lease on life. Now, there's some people coming here just wiped, and at some point to tears, and it's hard to say for men. We're supposed to be the strong, macho, machismo, you know, entity, breadwinner. We're supposed to take care of that, but this condition deflates guys, and they seem helpless. I don't know what's going on. It's affecting me in the workroom, in the bedroom, and I don't know what's going on. I need help. And we give them that lifeline, and we get these guys getting back, and within a couple weeks, they're walking with their shoulder back, their head up, they have a better attitude, they're getting things going, and we're there to provide that for them here.
It's interesting you said the word provide. Speak with Mike from Men's Total Health. Final thing for you, man. It's easy to say you want to be better, and I guess obviously the bedroom and stuff, but you don't think about it. And you mentioned it, the workplace. If I'm not fully there at work, that could affect if I can provide or not. And also your performance when it comes to that, you know, with the people you work with, the attitude, if you're tired kind of going in, and we all know when you're not up to par, dude, and you're a little tired and stuff, your work suffers. It just really does. Plus, and it's already tough because it's work. It's not fun, you know? So I think it's kind of another area, too, that I kind of want to stress and push. Yes, there is intimacy. There is relationships like that. But at the same time, you probably spend more time at work than you do at home, unfortunately, in America. So that's Absolutely. Just as important, dude.
Yeah. Your normal activities of daily living, you know, we kind of take those things for granted in some cases, meaning that we're supposed to work this much. We're supposed to feel this way. I have children. I have a family. I have a job. I run a business. I'm supposed to be this wiped out. You're not. There's things that we can do to correct that. And if we can do that for men, that's why we came here. That's why I came home. I'm a local guy myself to kind of provide those services to the men here in the Greater New Orleans area. So.
MensTotalHealth.net, super easy to go find as well. It's across from a beverage store over there on Vets and the Mercedes dealership. Not that I would know where the beverage store is, but Foran Drive, it's right there. You can't miss it. You see Fidelity Bank, it's right there. Vets, Foran, take a right. You can go in. That's where your appointment can be. MensTotalHealth.net is the website. A ton of services. You can go check that out. I promise you, you're going to enjoy talking to Mike. He is a little taller than me, but I feel comfortable. Mike, I asked you last week if you can shoot threes. You're 6'3". Jordan is 6'3". Y'all want to play a game of 21 or
we
what?
Could.
I'll play it just to say I did it, but I'm going to lose miserably.
Yeah. Well, I don't know. I don't know. Jordan got injured trying to dunk, so you know what? Just body him up, man. That's all you got to do.
I could try.
There you go. Sure. Thank you, Mike. Appreciate it, buddy.
All right, bud. Have a good one.
Yeah, for sure. All right, quick break. That brings hour number two to a close. And I get back, I want to reset some things. It is the Midway Point of View Work Week. Ryan Ramczyk has signed a contract extension. He spoke earlier. We've played some bites. If you missed it, I'll throw that in there in that first segment here as well. Also, we have some pretty interesting kind of, I don't know, smoke maybe billowing. I don't know, in the Pelicans coaching search or not. Willie Green, yes, that guy that played for the Hornets 1 year. Former player, several seasons in the NBA, has been coaching as an assistant for 2016. Latest tweet from Jake Fisher, Bleacher Report. He's a name that surfaced. Fletcher tweeted this last night, which is why we had him on the show today. He thinks he should be catapulted to the top. Fletcher does. Willie Green. Coached under Steve Kerr with the Warriors, 2 championships, and now under Monty Williams as the associate head coach. When we come back, I'll play a couple of bites we took from an interview that he had at the beginning of the season with their Phoenix Suns reporter. Kind of gives you an idea of who he is, in case he may be the next head coach of your New Orleans Pelicans. We are your home for Pelicans basketball, ESPN New Orleans.
If If you've got a personal auto insurance question, you could talk to a cab driver, although the policies he recommends might include avoiding the interstate, beating traffic by taking the back roads, and only making left turns when absolutely necessary. Or you could talk to your local GEICO agent, whose policy is to use their expertise to navigate your insurance, finding the best route to help you save money on insurance for your home, car, and more. And as an added bonus, you'll be able to avoid traffic jams and potholes entirely. To find a GEICO agent near you, visit geico.com/local.
We all make promises, big and small, tested over time and distance, tried by circumstances and decisions.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America.
I do solemnly swear to bear true faith